USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will host a small gathering at the White House Monday night in honor of Judge Amy Coney Barrett becoming a Supreme Court justice. According to reports, Justice Clarence Thomas will swear her in. President Trump wrapping up a very busy day of campaigning in the Keystone State, the president saying the upcoming election presents two different paths for the nation.
This election is a choice between a Trump super recovery or a Biden super depression, and that's what you're going to have. You're going to have a depression if you go with this guy.
President Trump with three campaign stops in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held one in Chester, PA.
We're not putting on super spreaders. We are doing what we're doing here. Everybody's wearing a mask and trying as best we can to be socially distanced.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we'll know by early December if a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective for widespread use. The coronavirus task force member telling the BBC a widespread vaccine will probably not be likely until later in 2021.
We will know whether a vaccine is safe and effective by the end of November, the beginning of December. The amount of doses that will be available in December will not certainly be enough to vaccinate everybody. You'll have to wait several months into 2021.
Scientists say the moon's shadowed, rigid nooks and crannies may hold frozen water in more places in larger quantities than previously suspected. Scientists releasing a pair of studies on Monday that say more than 15,000 square miles of lunar terrain can trap water in the form of ice. That's 20% more area than previously thought. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Conservatives continuing to cry foul over a Twitter account that's been locked since October 12th. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Censorship in America continues. The Hunter Biden laptop story by the New York Post. Joe Biden calls the laptop a Russian hoax. Yet the chief of the U.S. intelligence community, John Ratcliffe, says Russia had nothing to do with it. Byron York with the Washington Examiner weighs in on Fox News.
Well, this should be a scandal at any time. We're days since the New York Post broke the Hunter Biden laptop story, and the New York Post is still banned from Twitter. I mean, why is that not a scandal? So it's hard to believe what is actually going on. By the way, when that happened, when the story broke on October the 14th, Facebook limited the distribution of the story, it said, because it was going to check the facts of it. It had a third-party fact-checking partner who was going to look into it. Well, we still haven't heard anything about that. What are the facts here? So it's extraordinary what the social media companies are doing to suppress speech right now.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The Los Angeles Dodgers, one win away from their first World Series since 1988. Game 6 continues in Texas on Tuesday, and in Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams host the Chicago Bears. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.